Brethren, we serve a God whose nature is defined in Scripture as fatherly, nurturing, caring for His creation, having great love toward His children. Humanity is His focus and His great plan to bring sons, children, to glory. And that's His central focus, and that's the focus that He gave Jesus Christ. And He came, of course, to achieve that, to bring many sons to glory. And certainly that whole process is relied upon by the power of God. He created us to need Him, to survive. The air we breathe, the food, the water, the sunshine, and beyond the physical, of course, without Him, we would have no future spiritually. And we're immersed in that reality in our lives today because He's called us out of this world, given His Spirit, and it's by that Spirit, that power, that He will make sons of glory. Because God views Himself as a Father, He has a strong desire to impart His loving and generous nature to each one of us. He teaches us a whole system of giving through His commands concerning tithing, offerings, and caring for those in need. I want you to turn to Deuteronomy chapter 26, and we'll come at this in just a little bit different fashion today. I want to turn here and read a part of His instruction given to Moses to teach His people. And while Moses is teaching them about tithing properly, what God is teaching His people is how to have an appreciative heart and a purpose-driven mind by obedient action, as we see. So Deuteronomy chapter 26, beginning in verse 1, "And it shall be when you come into the land which the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance, and you possess it and dwell in it, that you shall take some of the first fruit of the produce of the ground which you shall bring from your land that the Lord your God is giving you, and put it in a basket, and go to the place where the Lord your God chooses to make His name abide. And you shall go to the one who is priest in those days, and say to him, I declare today to put the Lord your God, or my God, you could substitute my in there, that I have come to the country which the Lord swore to our, or my, fathers to give us. And then the priest shall take the basket out of your hand and shall set it before the altar of the Lord your God. And you shall answer and say before the Lord your God, my father was a Syrian about to perish. And he went down to Egypt and he dwelt there, few in number. And there he became a nation, great, mighty, populous. But the Egyptians mistreated us, afflicted us, and laid hard bondage on us. Then we cried out to the Lord God of our fathers, and the Lord heard our voice and looked on our affliction and our labor and our oppression. So the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and with an outstretched arm, with great terror and with signs and wonders. He hath brought us to this place and has given us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. Verse 10, and now behold, I have brought the first fruits of the land which you, O Lord, have given me. Then you shall set it before the Lord your God and worship before the Lord your God. So you shall rejoice in every good thing which the Lord your God has given you and your house, you and the Levite and the stranger who is among you." So God is highlighting for Israel and for us, we know, the purpose behind our giving back to God, our gratefulness stirred up by the remembrances of what God has done for us all these many years. If we keep reading, Moses teaches the people that when they follow God's instruction properly, when they have been faithful in tithing, they can ask for God's blessing upon the people of God. Deuteronomy 26 and verse 15, it says, "Look down from your holy habitation from heaven and bless your people Israel and the land which you have given us, just as you swore to our fathers, a land flowing with milk and honey." And then Moses says in verse 16, he says, "This day the Lord your God commands you to observe these statutes and judgments. Therefore, you shall be careful to observe them with all of your heart and with all your soul. Today you have proclaimed the Lord to be your God, and that you will walk in his ways and keep his statutes, his commandments, his judgments, and that you will obey his voice. Also today the Lord has proclaimed you to be his special people, just as he promised you, that you shall keep all his commandments, and that he will set you high above all nations which he has made, in praise, in name, and in honor, and that you may be a holy people to the Lord your God, just as he has spoken." I read through all this because it speaks to our loving God, teaching his people how to love, how to give, but more importantly, why we should have these desires in our hearts. God's ways are different than what we see in the world. I know that's an obvious statement, but it needs to be made. We're here because God's way is different than what we see in the world. In Deuteronomy 24 and in Leviticus 19, God instructs us when we, if you remember, when we harvest our fields to leave a part of the harvest, the corners, the most easily accessible to those in need. And he speaks to a principle, to in a more agrarian society, right? And so we apply that principle in our lives today. And in this principle, it comes into play, we labor and we make money. Is every dime accounted for? Does every penny have its place in your budget? Or do we build within our budgets with a giving mind some money to give the corners of our yield? Planned giving to those in need. Planned givers are also giving an offering to God because it's God's way that causes us to think and reason and live that way. So here's a father that's showing us and helping us to understand what it's like to be him, to practice being him. What we read in Deuteronomy 26 backs up these two verses as well. In 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6 and 7, it says, "But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, but God loves a cheerful giver." So do we plan to give? Deuteronomy 26 addresses tithing, yes. But we also understand that it speaks to an attitude, a way of thinking, a way of living that our Father wants us to learn. God wants our giving to have forethought and be driven by his purpose, a godly purpose. In 2 Corinthians 9, Paul's saying, when you are planning how much effort you'll put into the planting of your crops, think bigger than your needs. Make giving something that is purposeful, not just reactionary. Oh, I have some extra. But plan to have extra. When we plan ahead, we plant opportunity for God to use his blessing in us to provide for those in need. This in turn produces a sense of familial security and love for everyone involved, not just in the church, by the way. I hope this feast you remember why you are here and how your Father has directed your steps. Let it motivate you this feast to be a purposeful giver. Today is one of those days. God affords us an opportunity to specifically give to Him by way of an offering. The God of the universe, who has ownership of everything in it, and which everything in it relies on His power, He doesn't need our monetary gift at all. So what's the point? Now, the point is what we've been talking about. Our Father is teaching us to be cheerful givers. He wants to see if we will learn to be purposeful givers, one that He can work in to bring blessings to others. Will our Father be able to develop this mind and heart in each of us? And will we reflect that character in our lives? If anyone needs an envelope, the ushers will be walking around. I know we're a little short on envelopes, but if anyone needs an envelope, certainly raise your hand. The ushers can help you. We'll be taking up an offering, of course, as God commands. Now, again, He commanded us to do this, but this comes from our heart, and that's what He wants to see. So in Deuteronomy 16, verse 16 and 17, we know three times a year all the males shall appear before the Lord your God in a place which He chooses, at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of Weeks, and the Feast of Tabernacles, these seasons of God's holy days, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty-handed. Every man shall give as he is able. And again, this is the kicker. According to the blessing of the Lord your God, which He has given you. That's a struggle. How do we give God according to the blessing He's given us? Again, this talks about your heart and the principle of giving. So we're commanded by God to not come before Him empty-handed, but as verse 17 says, giving as we are able according to the blessing of the Lord. So as children of a great giver, God expects us to be children that give from a place of forethought, planning, allowing our appreciation for what He has given us to fuel our generosity back to Him and toward others. Spontaneity isn't wrong, of course. We can be moved at the moment to give more, but planning to give, planning to be generous, planning to be like our Father in heaven. Paul's point to the brethren in Corinth was, be purposeful in your heart when it comes to sowing, so that in your bounty you may give freely. Don't sow the seeds of God's love sparingly. I hope that this principle, that all of us will fully embrace this principle and have it at the forefront of our minds this feast as we serve each other and as we look for opportunities to serve each other and to resemble our Father in heaven as His children.